The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, the virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you have conceived in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great, he will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the 6th month of her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. When Mary appeared to the children in Fatima, she asked them to say the rosary and pray for world peace, and especially for the conversion of Russia. And as a matter of fact, after 70 years, Russia, the first country, become non-communist country, at least by name. But this is the promise of Heavenly Mother. Say the rosary. But many times people find it very difficult to say the whole rosary, because many people say it's monotonous, repeating. There's another way of saying the rosary. It's just meditate on that part of the mystery. Or perhaps you can enter into that situation yourself. Stay there. Like the Annunciation, you'll be stand next to Mary and see how she was reacting with the angel. Each piece of Hail Mary is a kind of a rose present to our Heavenly Mother. So each Hail Mary is a rose. Thank you, Mother, with the spirit of being in the mystery yourself. So each decade, meditate that situation and offer that rose, that Hail Mary as a rose up to heaven. Try to do so. Maybe you can try one or two decades first. It's helpful. On the other hand, our Heavenly Mother, considered by many Protestants, they don't accept the way we venerate our Heavenly Mother. But one Protestant pastor, he agreed with what the vocation of Heavenly Mother is the same as all Christians. He said, "Our Heavenly Mother is giving birth of Jesus to the world. We Christians, through our mutual love, we keep Jesus in our midst, so that we keep Jesus in the society through our Christian communities that Jesus be present in our midst so that we can give as witness to the world Jesus. So that means by practicing charity, and Jesus will be present in the group, in our community. So this is vocation of Heavenly Mother and also a vocation of every Christian.